We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. I'm John Karka, Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. My co-host Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Marketing, is a bit under the weather today, so we're letting him off the hook for the show. We have a great guest on the show today, Tammy Kahn-Fennell. She's the CEO of MarketMe Suite. Great new tool. It's probably not that new. Welcome to the show, Tammy.
Hi, so nice to be here. And you're right, it's new but not that new, kind of cryptic. Right. We've been around for a while, but we just launched something that's very new.
Great. I have to admit, Ross had set this all up, so I'm a little bit unfamiliar with the tool, so I'm going to really lean on you heavy to tell me what's going on with this tool. What is it? I know it's a social media suite. Can you give me kind of a description of what we're dealing with?
Sure. So MarketMe Suite was built by my – well, I do I'm the CEO and I do the marketing, but the concept was born by myself and my co-founder, who both ran small businesses, and we were both looking to figure out how we could attract leads to these businesses using social media. And this was back in 2009, and we decided to build an app that would go ahead and help us do that after we had some success doing it for our own businesses, and we collaborated and built MarketMe Suite. But what we've just launched is what we call our social inbox. So this is our brand new app. It's the newest version in the MarketMe Suite series, which is an end-to-end social media marketing solution. So you can search, you can get leads, you can collaborate with your team, and you can also see how you're doing it. And you're doing it all through a very familiar, comfortable inbox fashion, which has been getting really, really good, really good reviews from our early beta testers.
So what you're saying, it's kind of like a social media dashboard in an email format, to where, not email per se, but what people are used to using. So like that interface that you're used to going to your email and seeing the list of things. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So I mean, social's become integrated into all aspects of our lives now, and most businesses have become used to managing it, managing businesses with tools like their email inbox. I mean, when you think about how you manage your business, you do a lot of it through your inbox. It's a workflow that you're very, very, very comfortable with. So, you know, it's such a hard world to navigate out there with all everything social. There's not a lot of time. You don't have a lot of expertise or resources to help you. So we thought, well, imagine if there was like this social inbox designed for people to manage their social media marketing like they manage their inbox, target locally, convert fans, convert followers, and it's really comfortable and easy to use. And that's essentially what we did. So it's a dashboard in the sense that you pull in all your feeds, but you can filter it and organize it in an email fashion. So there's no network bias. You can bring through Facebook just like you could do Twitter. You can have a filter created for Facebook notifications and Twitter app mentions or direct messages and Facebook this. So you did, and LinkedIn and so on. So it's really it's helping our businesses manage themselves in a workflow that they're comfortable with, but then also proactively market using geo-targeting. We have it's a suite, of course, MarketMe suite. So we have a section dedicated to real-time search and geo-targeting. We have reply macros, which is ready-to-go replies so that, you know, like you would save email templates. Follow and unfollow is coming, RSS, scheduling, and then analytics, which actually hasn't been released, but on Monday people are going to start to see it in the suite because right now we're in beta, but we'll be coming out of beta in a couple of weeks.
So you heard it here first. We're going to get the analytics built in. So when I'm thinking about social media, I'm thinking about tools that I use to manage social media here in my office. There's really two parts of social media that I try to manage via tools. There's the listening portion, and then there's the communication portion. So there's some tools that are really great at listening, which is, you know, showing you when people are talking about your brand, showing you when people are trying to communicate with you. And then there's tools that are really great about the talking side. Where do you find yourself fitting?
Well, we are classing this version as an end-to-end social media marketing solution. So to be any kind of dashboard worth its salt, you have to be a good listener. You have to be one person once put it really well when they said you have to be a good reader. You have to be able to see everything that comes in. But when we first built MarketMe Suite, it was really just all about seeking out leads and engaging with those leads. And people said, no, we actually need a good, you know, a good management side on it. And we also need this and we also need that. So we built it to be end-to-end. So I'd say we fall right into the center of it all, where you know the one stop shop to really manage, curate, engage, and measure and analyze.
So I know here we've been recently looking at tools, we've recently done some contract negotiations to look at Hootsuite as a tool for us. One of our main issues when it comes to tools is really we have many, many employees that all need access to our social media accounts. How does user management work within your system, or do you have any type of user management, or is it just for like an individual?
No, it's definitely for businesses. We, you know, we cater to more of the small businesses and small agencies. We have team members with permissions. So, for example, at MarketMe Suite, we have 5 people that are all attached to the same MarketMe Suite account, and we're all users of our own MarketMe Suite account. And sometimes it's funny, I'll be doing a webinar and I'll forget that I'm not the admin account. I'm just a user. In fact, the way we have it set up in MarketMe Suite, nobody is the admin. We just have one like overall admin that kind of sits there as our overlord, and we're all users on it. And this way you can have permissions. So, you know, for example, I have access to my own Twitter account, but not Nikki's, and she has access to different accounts that I don't handle, and so on, so that you can really decide who's seeing what. And then also flagging, which, you know, when you have an inbox, let's go back to the inbox concept, you know, you're in your Gmail, you want to flag something or highlight it. The nice thing is when you collaborate, you can decide who's what color. So I make anything that goes to Nikki, who does our community support, anything for her is I think it's yellow for her. So she knows that if I flag something at her, she knows to deal with it. And also we know who's replied to what, because there's a little reply. Remember, email, you know what you reply to. So if she's replied to a tweet, I know not to go ahead and do it. Because that was the problem we were having with our old version before we switched to this new concept, was that sometimes me and Nikki were so like, we were so excited to, you know, do customer service that we were like both replying. They were like, wow, they're keen.
Yeah, that is an issue. Everybody gets excited and everybody replies the same thing. That could cause a problem. So I think the flags are a great idea. That's interesting. I hadn't heard of that. So right now, what are the different types of accounts that you guys can manage inside your suite?
So you can manage Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And we've heard loud and clear from our community that Google Plus is what they want next. And as soon as they open the API so that we can do it, we will be, it'll go right to the top of our priority list.
They've been a little stingy with that API, haven't they?
They haven't. Even when they released it, they haven't released, just personal page management from what I can ascertain. I think it's just, it's brand pages and stuff like that. So, we'll see. Although, I really think they need to open it up, and that's just not from the selfish reason that I want it in my app, but I think that for them to keep relevance, they have to, because here I'm supposed to be this, social media aficionado doing all these things. Do you know how many times I forget to check Google Plus because it doesn't come through my social inbox? I forget. And Alan, my co-founder and CTO, was saying, I think it's been 2.5 weeks since I went onto Google Plus because I just keep forgetting to do it, because who the hell has time these days to do it? You have to be able to, filter cross-network, post cross-network, and manage cross-network. So for their sake and for, users' sakes, I hope they open it soon.
So how do you do that? So, you've got, let's say Google Plus was in the mix, and you've got these four major networks that you're managing, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Google Plus. You use it to listen, you respond, but how do you publish on those? What's your take on how to publish? Do you publish specific types of things to Twitter versus Facebook to Google Plus? What's your take on how do you manage that?
I think it depends on what you're trying to do. So I think that there are certain messages that should be tailored for Facebook. There are certain messages for LinkedIn and certain for Twitter, and then Google Plus as well. But I also think there's something to be said for people lead busy lives. And I don't know if I buy into the fact that you can't occasionally just cross-promote to everything just to get the message out there. Get that amplification going. Because if you send a tweet, a Facebook post, and this, you've just increased that message amplification by, who knows, 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times. So if you don't have a lot of time to do it, heck, I'll take getting the message out there over not getting it out there, because you have to make it just perfect for each thing. But sure, I think for certain specific things, it makes sense to tailor it to each one.
And that kind of goes with my philosophy that I try to push on my team here, is don't let excellent be the enemy of good. So you're absolutely right. It's better to have something happen in many cases than nothing.
Yeah, and that's not to say that you can't do smart things to stop the content overload from happening. So, for example, I think that there's some people who RSS a little bit too much, mm-hmm. and they don't attribute who that RSS is coming from. So if you just see on their Facebook fan page or on their Twitter account that all of a sudden it's just, 87 posts, and you think they wrote all of them. So one thing that we encourage people to do is add a prefix or a suffix. So just seen on blah blah site this, so that that it wasn't you. So at least if you're sending massive things out, you're tweeting it out and posting it out, people know that it didn't all come from you.
Excellent. So I want to take a break here, but I just want to talk, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what makes you guys different from some of the competitors and how this impacts SEO, because that's really what this show is about. A lot of our listeners want to know how does social, and your views on how social helps you from search. So we'll be back in just a minute and cover some of these topics.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
It's time for the 2012 SES Conference and Expo to make its way back to the Big Apple, New York City. SES New York 2011 makes its way to the New York Hilton, March 19th through the 23rd. SES New York 2011 will feature over 70 sessions, nearly 100 exhibitors, and networking opportunities with thousands of marketing and search engine optimization professionals. SES New York 2011 will start with a high-profile opening keynote from Google's digital marketing evangelist, Avinash Kaushik. Don't delay. Come to SES New York 2012, March 19th through the 23rd, inside the New York Hilton. Register right now at searchenginestrategies.com. That's searchenginestrategies.com.
MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try My SEO Tool risk-free today. Go to myseotool.com, myseotool.com. MySEOTool.com is your all-in-one SEO management resource. MySEOTool.com makes it easy to optimize and oversee all of your SEO efforts. Line-by-line detailed reports help you identify any problems and show you how to fix them. MySEOTool.com is completely automated. Once you use it, you will see a rise in your search rankings and traffic. Try MySEOTool risk-free today. Go to MySEOTool.com. MySEOTool.com.
Your virtual webmaster frat house.
Webmasterradio.fm. Hey, bring your togas.
Webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. I'm John Carcutt, Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Ross Dunn, my co-host, is a little under the weather today, so we're letting him off the hook. But we do have an excellent guest, Tammy Confennell. She's the CEO of Market Me Suite, and we've been having a great discussion about her products. Thank you for being here, Tammy. And like I said before the break, I want to talk a little bit about two things now. One, what makes your product different from some of your competitors? Because I mentioned Hootsuite earlier. There's some other ones out there. And how do you stack up against it? It's not an uncrowded market at the moment. There's some really good choices out there. What makes you different? Why should people say, well, I need to check out Market Me Suite?
Well, that's a question we get asked a lot. And you know, there are a lot of good products out there. And I think a lot of products, you know, people use in conjunction with other products. I think there's a lot of coopetition out there as well. So there's you mentioned our friends at Hootsuite, and they just do a fantastic job at what they do. I think above the water level, you know, sure, there's a lot of similarities. You have to have a certain amount of stuff to be considered a social media dashboard. But then I think it goes to just different approaches. So Hootsuite has more of the app marketplace where you plug in different things now. They just put Inbox Queue and even Constant Contact. And, you know, you can really kind of customize that experience, which is great for a lot of the bigger users, maybe enterprise users, really bit more business power users. And then you have the smaller businesses, the smaller agencies looking for a very very clean solution that tells, you know, they can customize it, but within the constraints of the system. And I'm saying that in a good way, because I think that
sure,
a lot of businesses, especially small businesses and marketers, come in and they're a little overwhelmed, and they want something that says, this is comfortable, this is a good workflow, I can actually convert leads. We even have a section for leads. So it really has the express purpose of managing to convert, managing to improve your bottom line, and then seeing what you've done to make that happen. So our analytics aren't top-level analytics. They are interactive analytics. So they're analytics based on what you've done inside Market Me Suite to make something happen. So you can trace it down to actions that you're doing so that you can repeat. Or if there's a team member that you've tasked with, you know, dealing with a certain account, and all of a sudden you see that they haven't done that through Market Me Suite, you can go ahead and have a word with them. We joke we're gonna be Market Me Suite getting people fired since 2012, but it's important, because a lot of people just have this like bulldozer approach to social media marketing, where they just think, I shout it out, they will come. And you know, there's a little more nuance to it. You have to be able to think about what you're doing and look at it, and then do the right things again and stop doing the wrong things. And then there's CodeSuite, who I think you all know has decided to sunset. They were bought by ExactTarget. ExactTarget mm-hmm. is now getting rid of that. And that was a real haven for a lot of businesses, small businesses, medium-sized businesses. Right. So we're finding a lot of people who felt very comfortable with that CodeSuite feel coming right over to Market Me Suite in droves. Mm-hmm. So that's just a, you know, one of those coincidences that just happened right around the time that we were launching.
So from a market perspective, and this is kind of like a two-part question, who is your market? Is it small, medium, large business as a first part? Is it the social media novice or the social media expert for the second part?
Okay, well, it's definitely an emphasis on small businesses. We cross into medium-sized. We have some larger companies using us, but they tend to have small teams. So it's funny, you can have quite a large, we had this large publishing company that I was talking to about how they're going to be using MarketMeSuite, and they're quite large, but their team was only 5 people that did all of their social media. So I think that it can be deceptive when you say small businesses. We're talking about the small business approach anyway. To social media, and I forgot the second part of your question.
Is your tool more geared towards a social media novice who's just getting into understanding how social media works, or is it for the expert who knows all the ins and outs and knows when to retweet and when to DM? Which level of expertise is it really geared towards?
So we kind of in between. We joke that we get the TweetDeck graduates using us. So we actually just did a recent and informal survey of, what tool were you using before you went to MarketMeSuite? And a lot of people said TweetDeck because they had some concept of, I have a business and I need to, market on Twitter and Facebook to an extent with TweetDeck. I need to do something. I know I need to do something. And they download TweetDeck and they think, right, I have 10 followers and one of them is my mom and one is my cousin Ernie, and I don't know how I'm going to market to these people. But still, they try. They set up the accounts. They're familiar with the concept of what an at mention is, and they get it. But now they think, how am I going to now grow this and do something and make this actionable and get some return on investment for the time that I'm going to plow into it? So I guess the people who you have to have, turned on to social. But you don't by any means have to be an expert, although we have plenty of people who are experts who are using it, because that's the nice thing about customizable within constraints. We've built this framework, and you can make it as detailed or as not. We have smart inboxes. So, like, some people use Gmail. Everything comes through their inbox. There's no rhyme or reason to it. I remember I worked with a lovely chiropractor in New York, and she needed some help with Internet generally. She called it internet generally, and I looked at her Gmail, and it was just like 897 messages of just boom. And I said, "You need filters. You need to organize." But I sat there for 45 minutes organizing her email because I said I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. But
next time you're in New York, you need to come find me because I need someone to organize my email too, okay?
Yeah, so. I'll be in New York in a couple of weeks. So there's those people, same with social media. There's the people who just want, everything all in one place, and that's why an inbox is so great. Because if you want just, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn all coming through in the Dr. Judy chiropractor style way, you can do that. If you want to set up smart inboxes so that, like, I have one thing that I call Tammy's perfect filter, and it's literally just all the things that I need to keep my very busy life, my very busy social media life going, all there. And I also only have the unread ones come in, so that any of the ones that anyone else on my team has dealt with, they don't have to bother me with that. So it's literally only unread stuff that comes in, so you really can go right across the spectrum as long as you have some knowledge of and desire to market on social media.
All right, excellent. So let's talk about our audience again is mainly SEO folks. So SEO and social are converging at a very rapid pace at this point. I mean, if you're familiar at all with Google Search Plus Your World that launched a few weeks ago, which I just got literally a couple days ago finally, social is definitely becoming a huge part of organic search. How can your tool, I guess managing social is an important part of that, but as far as understanding how the relationships are between people go, is there anything in your tool, because you're a suite of tools, is there any piece of your suite that helps people understand the relationships that they have and the types of reach they have from a social perspective?
Yeah, we have, and I forgive me if it hasn't been deployed to the beta yet, we do have some integration with Google Analytics, which is always really nice, but I think what's important is definitely what you said about social search, Google plus your world, which is why we're very interested in getting Google Plus into this, because we think it's going to become important. If it's not important from a social marketing perspective, it's certainly going to be important from an SEO perspective, and that's how I think Google's going to wind up having the staying power. I'm not 100% sure Google Plus had it, but they will have it because they're Google. Quite work out. They said, we're going to be damned if this one doesn't work. This one's going to work.
They're going to ram it down everybody's throat, and people are going to be doing social whether they want to or not.
Exactly. So
I mean, they're forcing businesses into it. The scuttlebutt in the industry is that the local business pages are going to be converting to Google Plus pages very soon. So exactly. If you have
so
a local business
you're going to be forced into it. So, you know, obviously we're going to have to stay on the cutting edge. So we're going to continue to be, you know, we have our eye on social search. We have our eye on it. A lot of, I think a lot of this excitement is going to happen when Google starts to open up the API and lets us do a little bit more. But I think that it's just generally important to be out there on social media as well, because not everyone goes to Google. People often will search Twitter or search Facebook to find information about things rather than just go to Google these days, because that's how big social is. People would rather get a recommendation from a friend on Facebook if they see their friend has done something or liked something. That's worth a heck of a lot more than them just, you know, Googling it randomly. So I think that in that sense, it's important for your business to be engaging across all the social channels.
Excellent. So we're going to take another quick break real quick, and then we'll be back to finish this conversation. I think it's been a great one. We'll be right back.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Podcasting at the speed of sound.
WebmasterRadio.fm, the flamethrower.
WebmasterRadio.fm, we're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Once again, I'm John Karka, Director of SEO and Social Media with Advanced Digital. Ross is out today. He's a bit sick. Normally, he's here throwing in his 2 cents and everything. I wish he could be here. It's been a great conversation. We have Tammy Confennell. She's the CEO from Market Me Suite, a social media dashboard that's helped you manage social, and sounds like they've got a lot of great things happening. We just got done talking about what makes Market Me Suite a little bit different, how social is interacting with organic search somewhat. Social is also starting to interact with paid search. And personally, I've been looking for a tool. Like I said, we've been doing research here at my company to find the right dashboard for our social media. And one of the things that I looked for that I haven't seen anywhere, and I'm wondering if it's on your roadmap, integration of Facebook ads into the dashboard.
It's funny you say that. We've had other people ask us about that, and the answer is it's not an immediate. It's not anything on our immediate roadmap, and one would have to look into the API and documentation just to see how much you can do that. But the nice thing about the way the inbox was built is, as I said, there's not any bias to network or really anything. You can filter for anything. So if it became something that our users wanted, and we have like a vote site, vote.marketmesuite.com, where people tell us what they want, and then we try to hurry up and build it. Then it's something that
way
we,
to go.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's important. Our users have built Market Me Suite through their ideas, definitely. So, you know, it's something that we could potentially look into in the future, and that same goes across anything. And that's what I think I really like about when Alan came to me with this idea that, you know, we knew we needed to do a new version. We were Adobe Air before, and we knew it was time to do a web version. And when he said, you know what, we could just reproduce what we're doing on and just do it again on the web, or we could do something completely revolutionary and different. And he explained, you know, how there's no network bias. I thought, aha, because I think everyone started building apps for Twitter, and then they realized right. that, oh crap, there's other networks that are important for users, and it became a little bit, and us included with our previous version, it became a little bit like putting a square into a circle, because you built it for Twitter. And how do you make Facebook go into it? How do you make LinkedIn go into this? And holy crap, how do you make Google Plus go into this? So,
right.
So I think we built it with the scalability to allow for, you know, any number of networks that could potentially come through.
And that's a great lead into my next question is, where do you think you guys are going to be in 2 years? What's the path? What's your future?
I don't know. I hope, you know, so far our early, we've added in 3 months, we added 15,000 users where from September to December. So we're up to about 22,000 users on the app. We're just coming out of beta. We've just introduced some of our paid upgrades, and we're doing quite well with that. People seem to be quite happy to pay money when a tool is doing what it says okay. it's going to do, which is good. And our upgrades don't break the bank. So, sure. So that's good. So I mean, we'll see. We want to keep growing, and you know, keep helping out the businesses that we sought to build this tool for, because we are the businesses that we sought out to build the tool for.
So it's basically a free model where people can sign up for free and use it, and then there's upgrades that are pay for versus. What do you get in the free model versus the upgrades?
Yeah, you get a lot. unlimited. You get, let me see. A bunch of RSS. Forgive me for not knowing. I believe it's three RSS feeds. You can search back 48 hours worth of data. So what do I mean by that? Because it's an inbox, you can actually find any message. So if you remember that Ross tweeted you something like yesterday, but you can't for the life of you remember where it was, you can just type in part of that, and it'll populate in the dashboard. You can add three social profiles, unlimited fan pages, unlimited groups. We really want people to be out there using the app. And then as you hit those thresholds, if you want a little more data, you want more analytics, you want to add more social profiles, then you can upgrade. But we're not limiting you on team members. We want people to collaborate with this tool.
Excellent. So there's you guys have an interesting blog, and there's one article on there that you talk about branding for SEO, where you show an example of somebody that sent you an email, I think it was an email, that was really happy because they got tons and tons of links from, you know, some of their social media that they're using through Market Me Suite. Are you getting this kind of feedback a lot? What's some of the feedback that people are giving you about how they're using your tool and what kind of results they're seeing?
Yeah, people are very excited when they ask, they use our tool to geo-target and then ask a question, and they get a response and then turn that response into a lead. I would say that's like the most wow we get. People are like, holy cow, it really works, because we allow you to geo-target. So, you know, if somebody has an SEO question or niche target, if somebody has an SEO question and you coach SEO, you know, in New York, and they say, you know, is it better to rank for long tail keywords or short? And you say, well, actually, in my experience, you do this. They go, oh my god, thank you! And then all of a sudden, you're having a conversation, and they're becoming a client of yours. So yeah, I think that element people get really excited about.
Great. So I think we're about out of time. I really, really appreciate you coming on and telling us about your product today. I'm going to be looking into it. We haven't signed our contract yet, so I'm going to give you a call later.
Well, sounds good. I was gonna say I was gonna wait till we were off the air, but sure, yeah, give me a call. Let's talk.
But really, really, thank you so much for coming on. I wish Ross could have been here because I know he would have had a bunch of great questions and some feedback as well. But I'm sure he'll listen to the show and maybe we'll get him to comment on Facebook about it. But thank you so much. How can people get a hold of you? I know your website is marketmesuite.com. Is there anywhere else or any other way they should contact you? Maybe through social media?
On Twitter, Tammy K. Fennell. And I'm also Market Me Sweet.
Nice.
All right. And we have a Facebook group as well. If you just type into Facebook, Market Me Sweet, and come in there and interact with us.
Great. Well, thank you again so much. And again, thanks everybody for tuning in today. Ross usually has all this quoted out and everything, but basically you find us on every Monday. We're live at 5 o'clock Eastern Time, and I think that's 2 o'clock out on his side of the country on West Coast. You can get us on webmasterradio.fm, on Apple, on iTunes, anytime you want. I really appreciate you listening, and please keep leaving us questions on our Facebook page, facebook.com/SEO101podcast, and we hope you tune in again next week. Thanks for listening, everybody.